USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Donald Trump says the FBI searched his Florida estate. He confirmed the search in a post to his social media platform that he characterized as a raid, adding that it wasn't necessary or appropriate. The FBI declined to comment on the search. Sources have told multiple news outlets that the search is in relation to documents that Trump took with him to Mar-a-Lago, which he was supposed to leave in Washington. President Biden and First Lady Jill spent Monday in eastern Kentucky surveying the damage from devastating storms that caused the worst flooding in the Commonwealth's history.
An American citizen, we never give up, we never stop, we never bow, we never bend, we just go forward.
At least 37 people have died. Federal disaster assistance has been expanded. Mixed results on Wall Street, the Dow added 29 points. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The wife, father, and son who chased and killed a black jogger in a Brunswick, Georgia neighborhood each received a life sentence for committing federal hate crimes. 36-year-old Travis McMichael and his father, 66-year-old Greg McMichael, already received similar sentences on the state level for Ahmaud Arbery's murder. The man who recorded the February 2020 incident, 52-year-old William Roddy Bryan, was sentenced to 35 years. The biggest weapons package to date is being sent to Ukraine. $1 billion worth of rockets, ammo, and other materials from Defense Department stockpiles will go to strengthening the under siege country as it pushes back against Russian troops. The war has just reached the half-year mark. Grammy superstar Olivia Newton-John has died. She reigned on the pop, country, adult, and dance charts and captured the hearts of people who saw her as Sandy in the movie Grease. She lost her battle with cancer at age 73. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Four states are holding primaries on Tuesday. USA Radio's Tim Berg with a preview.
Voters will be headed to the polls in Minnesota, Connecticut, Wisconsin, and Vermont. There's lots of action in Wisconsin with closely watched primaries in the race for governor and attorney general. Democrats and Republicans in Vermont are scrambling to put forth their best candidates to replace retiring Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Volunteers are being sought in the U.S. and Europe to test the first potential vaccine against Lyme disease in 20 years. Cases are rising and warming weather is helping ticks expand their habitat. A vaccine for people was pulled off the market in 2002 due to a lack of demand, leaving bug spray and tick checks as the only options available for humans. Dogs, on the other hand, have long had a vaccine available to them. Rapper Fetty Wap is behind bars. Prosecutors say he threatened to kill a man during a FaceTime call last year. That violated the terms of his pretrial release in a pending federal drug conspiracy case. Wap, whose real name is Willie Maxwell, had his bond revoked. He was supposed to perform later this month in Mobile, Alabama, and Austin, Texas. Lawyer to the stars, Burt Fields died Sunday at his home in Malibu with his wife by his side. A spokesman for the law firm he helped make a Hollywood powerhouse said the 93-year-old had been suffering from long-term neurological effects of COVID-19. Our website is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.